Like so many of you, we battle depression during life's many ups and downs.
Music has always been there to help us through the tough times that we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music.
Interview artists and bands.
Break down genres and music news.
Review artist biographies.
And much, much more.
You're listening to the When Words Fail Music Speaks podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am handicapped host James Cox, and we have another interview today, or tonight, really. It's November 4th, and I actually interviewed this gentleman on November 4th, 2 years ago, 2022. You can check out episode 214 in our catalog, and then you'll go back here to, you know, listen to this. So today on When Words Fail, we're diving into the world of metal with ancient Mongolian melodies, a collide with modern power and passion. My guest is Oscan, the founder, vocalist, and creative soul behind Nine Treasures, a band that has redefined what it means to blend tradition with thunderous modern metal. Oscan, what's up, buddy? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great, and really happy with the new album came out, and I'm you know, excited every day.
Yeah. Well, the new album's great because I love. So I want to talk about two songs with you. The Ultimate Evolution is one of my favorite songs out on the album. It's so relaxed and so mellow. You know, it just makes me want to fall asleep sometimes, and that's good, you know. Anything that, awesome, that helps me sleep is amazingly bad, good, you know. But the other song I want to talk to you about is, I think it's called Real Dream. Mm-hmm. And that just does something to my soul that I haven't been felt by a long time, you know. But you said in the past that you wrote these songs on your family stories, correct?
It's my personal feelings, right, yeah, and stories. Yes. Yeah.
So is this new album full of your personal stories also, or is this like a collaboration of other thoughts along with your, you know?
It's basically both are. My inner self, you know, it's all my thoughts and my feelings, the stuff.
Yeah, because you're the founder, like I said before, and I think you're the sole writer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So I guess the other gentleman kind of doesn't do writing on the collaboration theory. They like go with whatever you write down, and they collaborate with the music the way they want to. Or like, did you help them like collaborate with, you know, your own, you know?
In the past, I maybe will done like 70% or 80% of the album all by myself. Okay. But in this album, I only finished the 50. Or 55, you know. Okay. The other members are doing really great job in this album. Yeah. Everyone just, tried their best to make this album awesome. You know, it's a really great feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it's a killer record right now, but it looks like you got a gem on your hands for sure. You know,
happy to hear that.
So your music is deeply connected into Mongolian history, and I love it, you know. How do you balance honoring that heritage while still pushing forward musically?
At the beginning, we will write something about Mongolian lifestyle. But later on, we found that it's more fun to write something about our own life and own experience, and you know, it's more comfortable to share our thoughts, and I think it's gonna be more you know, related to everybody. You know, it's yeah. Also, a lot of other bands are writing songs about Mongolian history or something. You know. But we are so bad at history class, you know.
I was too, bro. Yeah, hell yeah, yeah.
And it was like a nightmare, you know. When I was in school, you know, I just couldn't get interested in history class. No,
history, math, and I think. Well, yeah, history, math were completely out of my level, you know. But PE was like the best, you know, class. Slower, you know, I can just goof off in that class, you know. Yeah, yeah. But it's so great because you have on the album, on each album, you have listed the titles in English, but yet you sing in Mongolian, which is fantastic because I'm always looking for new music and stuff, you know. And I found out that The Who, you know, another Mongolian music band, is very good too. You know, with y'all, you know, to me, music has no language barrier, you know. So you often sing in Mongolian, even though you know the titles are English. How do you feel globally? How do you feel that global audiences connect to the emotion beyond language, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, in a metal world, a lot of extreme metal bands, you cannot hear the lyrics as well.
Yeah.
Even if it's written in English.
Technically like death and doom metal, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, we're not alone.
Right. But I think it's very interesting, you know, because I'm always looking for new music from other countries, you know, just to get myself more out there, you know, because there's much more than American music, you know. There's y'all, there's like the Sweden music, like Children of Bodom and Accept and German, you know, all that stuff. So I think it's all great stuff to hear, you know, and it broadens my mind openly, you know. Has there been any bands that you like from another country that you wanna you find really really good, you know?
Yeah, I really like Pantera and a lot of American thrash metal bands like Slayer and Megadeth, and also some other bands from Europe like In Flames and. And the one you just mentioned is Children of Bodom. And a lot of melodic death metal. And I really like that genre. And also, I really like the music is the crossover hardcore and metal, you know, Power Trip. That is really cool band.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
Hate Breed, Terror, you know.
Yeah, Hate Breed's great too. Yeah. Since you mentioned this band, I want to know your thoughts. You mentioned Megadeth. You know, Megadeth is one of my all time favorite bands too. How do you feel that they're going to release their final record in next January? Because this is it, according to. The Dave, I mean, this is the very last record. I don't think they're done, you know, per se, you know, because they always come back, you know, like Kiss you know, and Rush is coming back. So what are your thoughts about this next and final record from Megadeth? Are you
all for it,
or are you like, you know?
Yeah, I heard the news all over the place in China also, you know, everybody is talking about the Megadeth's last album, probably, but I hope not.
No. And, you never know with music, man. It's always, you know, something different, you know.
Oh, yeah. So. Especially he mentioned that he's going to cover one song from Metallica, which is the Ride the Lightning. And, that is a really great move because it's been like 30 or 40 years.
It's got to be,
The thing going between those two bands. And, finally, they, you know, Dave decided to move on and using this opportunity to express himself. You know, I'm really happy for him. You know, he's a really great guy. I read like his book. You know, it was really popular in China, and in China at that time I don't understand English.
Yeah.
But on the internet, one guy is translating chapter by chapter.
Yes,
for his book, you know. So his book in Chinese, metal fans are really, really popular. You know, that's why he got so big in China. And I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, and it's like he's coming full circle. You know, started with Metallica, ending with a Metallica cover song, which is great. You know.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
That's but I prominent. Think you said that he wrote like almost all of Ride the Lightning. So technically, is it really a cover? You know, you know. I know Metallica put it down before him, but I don't know. That's all hearsay. You know. So I also read one time that you scrapped 20 songs before finding a single riff that clicked. So what was it about the songs that really didn't fit? And what tells you that the song is right? You know, what sounds right, what feels right to you?
It's all about along the way during the process. I wanted to make the best we can, and it's the really important thing is that to confirm the direction of the new album. And all those 20 songs we scrapped is the rocks under the road, you know, under your feet. And you gotta step into those rocks, and you became, you finished the new album. So those 20 songs are important, and it didn't make up to the end. And but you know, it's all important songs. It's like experiments, you know. We experimented a lot of ideas and a lot of things coming to my head, and I just tried many different ways to complete this album.
And I'm sure you'll go back in those 20 songs, have another few riffs that you may turn into like the next album or something, you know.
I could find something useful from there, and then make it something, you know, listenable.
Right, exactly. So not only are you playing metal, to me it sounds like more like a folk metal band song because I forget what the guitar is called in China. I think it's like the four-string instrument.
Oh, yeah. It's a two-string instrument called horsehead fiddle.
Yes. That to me is like beautiful because that's so melodic. I can't get enough of that, you know. So when you're composing a song musically, you know, do you find yourself thinking more like a metal guitarist or a folk musician when you compose the actual music?
In different songs, I write songs differently. So some songs are directly he came up with heavy guitars and heavy riffs. I feel I'm more like a metal guitarist.
Yeah.
And some other songs start with, you know, highly traditional wise. So I feel more like, you know, oh, okay, I'm doing some.
I guess some calls for metal sounds, and the other calls for like more like folklore, you know, stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
I understand.
I can enjoy both, like metal music and folk music. I can enjoy them all, you know.
Right.
Yeah. That's maybe because of that I can, you know, write in different ways. Right. Yeah.
And for me as a fan, I would much rather listen to a song that has, like, totally different songs from, like one song to the next instead of one completely same thing, you know? That's just me, you know, I don't know. So, I'm eager to talk to you about this because, like, you've spoken about how Buddhism and wanting your music to ease suffering. How does that spiritually guide you by the way you write or perform?
Oh, yeah. Our lyrics are, you know, not about the Buddhism teaching. It's just a man learned a little bit of Buddhism and find something useful to our lives, you know, just to make our lives a little bit better, you know, a little bit less suffering.
Yeah, because there's a lot of that going on in the world now.
Yeah. It has really great information and teachings to help you get rid of a lot of problems and a lot of suffering, and that's really good, you know. Especially nowadays, the internet is getting bigger and bigger, and people like, the short videos are getting faster and faster.
Right. Yeah.
So I think people need calm and.
Yeah, especially nowadays.
And people need some peace, you know. It's the world is running really fast right now.
I can't stand it, man. Yeah. So, was there any specific Buddhist teaching or idea about that shaped your approach as an artist or life in general? You know.
The teachings are took some time to learn.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's not that easy to shrink it down in only one or two words, and it's really hard. But one of the most important teaching is, this our whole universe is not real. You know, that's why I wrote like Real Dream, and dream is not real. Everyone knows that. But if I call it real, in what is real dream then?
Right. You know? Exactly.
And it's really interesting to learn, you know. It's if you can learn it with along the way with physics, it will be more interesting, you know.
Right.
It's really a fun process, and
nice.
So if you think this world is not real, then can you prove it? And then now a lot of physics are proving, you know, it's really awesome.
Yeah. I still think we're in the matrix, you know, every day, you know, it's always the same thing. Get up, go to work, come home, go to bed, same thing over and over and over again, you know? So,
By the way, the movie is really cool.
Exactly. Is it real or not, man? I don't know, you know, but I just want to congratulate you. I don't know how many times you've been congratulated because this is a very big deal for y'all. On signing with Metal Blade, you know? All right, Blade is a big, huge deal, man. Congratulations for that.
Oh, yes. It's our huge honor to sign with Metal Blade, and thanks to our management team to make that happen. You know, that's really awesome for, a bunch of guys came from very little town of China, you know.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford to buy guitars at the first, and we worked really hard for that. And, especially our family were a little bit poor, you know, like we couldn't afford to music school and music instruments, and but we tried our best, and finally we came this far, man. It's right. Been like 15 years.
Yeah, I know, right? That's amazing. Yeah. So I think I'm sure the process was like very smooth. You didn't have a lot of red tape to go through, did you?
You mean some words for the fans, or?
No. Was signing with Metal Blade like easy process, or like did you have to go through a lot of work to actually get that signed?
Oh yeah, for me it's I don't know, man. Our manager did that for us, you know. Maybe he did a really hard work, you know. I believe so, you know, both ways, both Metal Blade and our management team, you know, just making the musicians' life a little bit easier, you know. We're really thankful for that.
Nice. So we're going to do some fun questions now, and I'm sure you've been asking this before, but I'm going to ask again. If Nine Treasures could collaborate with any artist dead or alive, who would it be and why? Anybody, dead or alive.
I think it can be Limp Bizkit.
Really? All right. Hell yeah.
It will be really fun.
Yeah. They got a weird sense of humor, and it's all right by me, you know. I love Limp Bizkit. Not a lot of people like Limp Bizkit, you know, because of Woodstock 99, right? Yeah, because that's the whole thing where they blamed Fred for that horrendous, you know, act. But I don't think it's his fault, you know. So, yeah.
Limp Bizkit, music-wise, it's so awesome. You know, they have the best guitars in the universe.
Oh, yeah. Wes Borland, yeah, he's amazing, you know. And I love all his costumes, you know.
Imagine his guitar blend with the horse head thing, you know.
Yeah, it's great, it would be, you know. Yeah,
awesome.
It's perfect. Huge. Yeah. So, all right. So, here's a question directly for you. So, when you're at home, like relaxing, right? I know you don't listen to metal when you're relaxing. What would be a genre that fans would be surprised that you listen to on a daily basis that's not metal? You know,
I will listen to like techno or drum and bass.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like the genre, you know, drum and bass. It's really relaxing, especially the liquid drum and bass. It's really my favorite.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more into techno, but I don't think I can. Techno's a whole different beast for me to learn to like, but that's okay, you know.
I will just play the techno at the background as a background music and do my own things, you know.
Right, yeah. I guess it's more like a soothing sound for you, mm-hmm. you know? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So you did a lot of shows since 2022. Well, since I've known you. And when fans come to you at their show, what's the most meaningful thing that anyone has ever said? Like you say about life or like, you know, but what was the most meaningful?
Oh yeah, of course. Especially when you're part of someone's life and you did something, your music did something good to him or she. You know, it's really good feeling. And often the fans said that I came through a darkness with their music. You know, it's. It's really awesome, and it's really a good feeling that you can help someone. You know, you didn't even know.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, especially music, because music is like generational, has no language barrier. So you know, so I think, it's just amazing. You know, music is amazing. Yeah,
that's
all around.
The power of music. That's really good.
Yes, sir. We do have two questions for you, and then we'll let you go because I think we're running out of time too. No. So what do you want the next generation of Mongolian metal musicians to learn from your journey? You know, because I know you've been through a lot of hard times, easy times. You know, what do you want them to learn from you to take away with them in the future?
I think the most important message I could send is just believe in yourself. Don't stop believing yourself. You know, don't stop believing your music. Just experiment and just put hard work. But most importantly, you need to trust yourself, and you need to say to yourself that I can do this. I can do this. You know, yeah, that's the most important.
Nice. Well, thank you for that. You know, one last question before we leave you. So I'm gonna do it for you. We have a Mount Rushmore in America, and I'm sure you've heard of it. Mount Rushmore with the four presidents heads on. You know, that's the best of the best. Right. Bless you. What would be your favorite four bands like about Rushmore? You know, what's your favorite four? You only get four.
That would be on
your Mount Rushmore. What's your favorite four bands or like singers? You know,
Megadeth for sure.
Okay, Limp
Bizkit.
Great pick. Yeah,
and. Children of Bottom.
Another great pick. Hell yeah.
And Pantera.
Nice. I love it. I love all four of those bands, brother. You just made my night. Awesome. Yeah, I love you for that, you know. So, well, thank you so much, sir, for coming on. And it's great to see you after 2 years, you know. And, But I am sorry because when I talked to you last time, y'all came to a show in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I missed it.
Next year, maybe, you know.
Okay, yeah, because we got to get together, man. You know, I would love to come play live. Yeah, dude. Yeah, so thank you so much again, and you please come back anytime you want to. You know, we'll hopefully not wait another 2 years. You know, hopefully, you know.
So, I hope not.
All right. Yeah. So, all right. So, thank you so much, Austin, for coming on. And with that said, everybody, thank you so much for listening to the show. And always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.